Una, how did this story slip by your breaking news? This is absolutely insane. This is crazy. There's people left, right and centre running riot.
What's going on?
There's a couple in Ranelagh in Dublin, you know, one of the most most expensive place to live in the country at the moment.
Yeah.
D6, if you don't mind. There ain't no free parking there.
I thought D4 was the most... Okay.
Anyway, no.
It's
D6 now. D6 now, you know. Well, there was a couple who were awarded €6,000 because their neighbour's cat kept pooping in its garden.
Ah, stop.
So they brought them to court. They went, see that cat there? The cat's sitting there in the witness box going, meow. And the judge is like, I see the cat. And it's like, that cat keeps pooping in my garden. And the judge is like, well, I award you €6,000 and I can't pay up.
That is absolutely disgraceful.
It's mad.
And by the way, where's the proof? Do they have evidence that it was their cat?
It could have
been a number of cats.
Everyone's got the camera at the house now, isn't it?
This is true.
I mean,
it could have been a cat that looked like that cat. It could have been a dog. You can't blame the poor cat for all of the poop around the place.
These modern technology, they use a cat scan.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. €6,000. I mean, come on.
Hey.
That's a lot of money.
The cat poop isn't going to clean itself up, even though I don't know what the cat is up to, because most cats would just like hang out, go into the house and go into the litter tray and just like do its thing there, because they know by being good in front of their owners they get rewarded, because we bow down to the cat overlords of our lives.
Yeah, but some cats are feral and they like to go out roaming. You know, meet another cat.
They understand what we're saying. Don't talk about the cats. They know what we're saying.
Right, okay.
Oh, you're joking about the cats.
Yeah.
You absolute lunatic. They will come and get you in your sleep, and they'll poop in your garden.
Anyway, I think that is shocking.
It is. How do you tackle, though, neighbours and their cats and dogs pooping in your garden and stuff like this? Do what my wife did a few years ago.
What did she do?
There was a little dog. We called him Dr. McPoopins, all right? He used to run across the green, all right? Stupid tongue hanging out, tail wagging, beautiful little dog. But it wasn't his fault. His owners just opened the door and he ran across the green. And in the middle of our drive, yeah? You know where you'd park your car?
Yeah.
In the middle of the drive, proudly would look in towards our house and he would squat and he would... And then... poop on our drive and then leg it back with his tail like wagging.
You know he was taught to do that.
Of course he was.
What did you do to your neighbour?
We had two very small children at the time, and dog poop ain't good for small children, for anybody to be playing in. So Lisa did the right thing. She picked it up with a poo bag.
Oh, good
and
woman.
And bagged it up and tied the poo bag to the collar of the dog and sent it on its merry way.
Oh my God.
That's how to do it. And that's why I married him. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.